Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. McCoy moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McCoy moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boudreaux. McCoy scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Siebert moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard strikes out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy misplays the ball. That's an error on McCoy. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. McCoy reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-2 in the game. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Rubeling moves to second. It's 5-1. Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rubeling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillard takes first base on ball four. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillard moves to second. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lillard moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy misplays the ball. That's an error on McCoy. Weatherly moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.